Gemini, you're no friend. Thought that I would be satisfied. And I loved you. Yes, I loved you. And I loved you for a while. Call me the breeze, call me the wind, call me the sky, I'm waving about. Call me the breeze, call me the wind, call me the sky, Gemini. All day and drank all night. And I loved you. Yes, I loved you. And I loved you for a while. Call me the breeze. Call me the wind. Call me the sky. I'm waving. Gemini. And I breathe love affair. Destined for hate, for disrepair. We were too late, but I didn't care, 'cause I loved you. Yes, I loved you. And I loved you for a while. Call me the breeze, call me the wind, call me the sky. I'm waving out, you call me the breeze. Call me the wind, call me the sky, Gemini.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green. That's Amble there with a song from their new album called Gemini. We'll play another song or two from their program or from their album on the program tonight. You're listening to us in Auckland on Wednesday, Christchurch Saturday, Wellington Capity Coast Sunday, and any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz, going around New Zealand and around the world. I hope wherever you are listening, you can stay with us for the next hour. News from Ireland. The weather has broke, a bit of rain, but that's good, because after 4 weeks of fine weather, obviously brings issues for farmers and even shortages of water. Headlines, bail review ordered as Doyle hears O'Farrell apology. This is relation to a young law student from Carrickmacross who was knocked down and killed by a man that was out on bail with many, many charges against him. He should have been in jail, and so the a review is to take place about how people are let out on bail. What else is happening? Housing Minister acknowledges 2025 target unlikely to be met. We know last year a previous government said that 40,000 houses were built last year. Well, that turned out to be about 32,000. So lots of issues there. Of course, the ongoing war, Ukraine And Gaza dominates news in Ireland. And we've got all the results from Gaelic Games. Mayo manager Kevin McStay steps away from the team to look after his health. But Stephen Rochford, who was a former Mayo manager and was his assistant, is stepping in there. They've got a big game this weekend against Tyrone to keep their All-Ireland hopes alive. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland on the programme tonight and all the sports news. First up tonight, I want to play a song for a woman from Mayo that's listening. I hope she's listening in Ermanston in Manchester. Maureen Jones, originally Ní Doherty from Foxford in Mayo, and Maureen's son Dave and his wife Katia and their daughter Eva, I hope that's right, live here in Auckland. I bumped into them at the weekend and I said I'd play an Irish song and a Mayo song. So here you go. Take me back to Mayo.
Take me home to Mayo, across the Irish Sea. Home to dear old Mayo, where once I roamed so free.
Maureen Jones, living in Ermanston, Manchester, from her son Dave, his wife Katia, and daughter Aoife. I hope that's right, Aoife. I met on Saturday, and they live in Auckland. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and as I mentioned before that, Mayo's senior manager, Kevin McStay, stepped down at the weekend after having a medical event during training last week. So he stepped away. Stephen Rochford is looking after the team in his absence, but he's a former manager. We'll bring you all the results from last week and fixtures Lots of games happening in both hurling and football, and some teams are finished for the year. They're out of the championship after games that were played last weekend. Just having a look at the Irish Independent. Their headlines: Cork chef suffered catastrophic bleed and mostly severed leg in a sword attack linked to debt murder trial. Here's, God, there's so many trials going on in Ireland. There's still the jury's out into the case of the man who allegedly killed his wife and buried her in the house. She was missing for 6 years before the police found the body, and the jury are out at the moment. His defence say that he certainly is responsible for her death, but it wasn't premeditated murder. So if he gets away with manslaughter, it'll be a win for his legal team. But the jury will decide that in the coming days. University of Limerick official who led 5.2 million overspend on houses, he resigns. What else is happening? There's a few sports results there. Tullamore hopes for answers to missing Fiona Pender, as a mystery. 28 years since she disappeared, 7 months pregnant, and a number of people were obviously interviewed at the time of her disappearance and death, but as no body was found or no murder weapon, the police haven't been able to charge anybody. Stoush going on down in Tipperary, where billionaire John Magner says he was outbid on a 15 million property deal he'd already agreed to. He maintained he had a handshake with his neighbours to buy a property that had a value of about 13 million. He gave them 15, but a property developer from America, lives in New York but living in Kerry, came in and offered the family 22.5 million. They said they hadn't agreed with Magner, and they're going to court, so the lawyers will be winning there. GAA slap €5 increase on tickets for Munster hurling final between Cork and Limerick. We'll bring you all the results. And as I said, the jury in the Richard Satchwell trial sent home for a day after 46 minutes of deliberation today. And of course, we've all seen the terrible scenes on the news here on Tuesday of the disaster in Liverpool, where a car was driven into supporters celebrating Liverpool's success winning the championship. All right, we're going to continue on with more music. And this time, we've got Time of the Season. I'm going to play this for Paul Oliver, regular listener to Ireland Calling.
Take you in the sun to promised lands to show you.
That's the Zombies. First time I've played them on the program here with Time of the Season, and I'll dedicate that to Paul Oliver, Paul, regular listener to Ireland Calling, and listening in Glendowie, St Andrews, home in Auckland here. And good to see you at the weekend, Paul, and keep the spirits up. It's you're doing it tough at the moment with your battle with Parkinson's, and I know there's a number of other people. I send this to other people in retirement homes and everything. They enjoy listening each week. So greetings to Rosalind and other people that are listening at Lady Ellum here in Milford in Auckland. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, the debate over whether the girls playing Camogie were allowed to wear shorts or skirts ended last week with a special meeting by the Camogie Association. So 98% of the delegates voted in favour of girls allowed to wear either shorts or skirts, but most of them will be playing in shorts. And this is what the big debate was about. And the games that won Munster final, I think, was postponed a few weeks ago because the referee had no choice but to follow the instructions at the time. If girls weren't wearing skirts, the game wasn't allowed to go ahead, but that'll go ahead now. And I see the chair of the Camogie Association is hoping that all these people, keyboard warriors that were there criticising his association over the last few weeks, because they did have a special, an AGM last year, and they voted overwhelmingly to keep the skirts. But he's saying now, all the people that come out, let's hope they'll come out and go and watch Camogie games over the coming weeks. And let's see if they can sell out Croke Park for the All-Ireland Camogie final, which takes place in August. But before that, you'll have the football and hurling finals. And when we come back, we'll run through some of the results from the weekend. Take another song from Amble and their new album, which was released last week.
And I asked her, had she anything? She handed me a light. And with that light, I took a drive, and I watched the world go by. You were mine, and I was yours, and the limit was the sky. And we watched time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. Well, we cantered on by the statue where once the lilt stood, met by a scoby being hoisted outside Mary's pole. You'd never seen the like before, or e'er seen so daft. And the cobbles were lit up by the enchantment of your laugh. And we watched time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free. We watch the buskers play a tune in Lower Grafton Street. And I tried to grab your finger, but I wasn't so discreet. You smiled, embraced my hand, and pulled me into some old bar. We drank a drop and we twirled and talked about our life so far. And we watched time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as a fool, because together we are. free. He swallowed down his last drop and began to feel the heat. And he gestured to the barman that it was his time to leave. And cap upon his head, he thought of home and Skibbereen. Said they were the finest couple that his eyes had ever seen. And he watched the time go by. But I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as a fool, because together we are free. Plane back to her home in Amsterdam. She'll study for the year before turning to her land. She said she loves a man and he is stationed far away. With him, her precious love, she says, forever it will stay. And he watched the time go by. I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as a fool, because together we are free.
And that's a song called Mary's Pub from their new album, which was the album of the week on RTE last week. They're busy lads. They're touring at the moment, and I see they're in London next week, and they continue literally much every second day right through till August when they're back in Belfast. And you can go on their website there, Amble Official, to read all about them. And they of course did a gig here in March in Auckland, a small venue, but it was a sellout, so no doubt they'll be back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And GAA is in full swing at the moment, and if you want to watch your GAA team, your county team, whether it's hurling or football, GAA Plus is where you can get all the games. They've got all the packages there, and various prices, whether you want a season pass. Well, half the season's over now, but it'll keep going till, if you sign up now, you'll get a year's pass, which will take you up to the league as well next year. But you can go in and buy an individual match. So matches that were played last weekend, quite a few games on Saturday. Meath at home to Cork. Meath won that, 113 to 12 points. Louth recently crowned Leinster champions for the first time since 1957-58. They were beaten by Monaghan 4-8-123. Armagh, they played Derry, and they came through there 221-217. Current All-Ireland champions. Derry now play Galway next. That's a must-win game for both. And then everybody's tipped when the All-Ireland this year, Donegal, they were beaten by Tyrone 217 to 20 points in Ballybuffet. Kind of wild weather that evening, but Tyrone got two quick goals, and that was the winning of the game. So they were all the games played on Saturday. There's a whole lot of other games played there in the All-Ireland Minor Championship, the Joe McDonough Cup in hurling. Carlow 217, Laois 120, Kildare 126, Down 114, Kerry 114, Westmeath 228. And then on Sunday, you had the Leinster GAA Senior Hurling Championship, Offaly 315, Antrim 116, Dublin 3-15, Galway 29 points. A fight back by Dublin, not good enough. So Galway will take on Kilkenny, who lost to Wexford, but they'd already qualified for the Leinster final. They were beaten by Wexford 2-19 to 1-15. So you have Kilkenny, Galway and Dublin will all advance to the All-Ireland series. And then on Sunday, a big game down at Super Value, Páirc Cuíve as it's known now, where Cork took on Waterford. A loss for Cork and they were out, and a loss for Waterford and they were out. But Cork came good after being taken apart by Limerick the previous week, 225 to 122. Again, Limerick's game against Clare was basically a dead rubber, and Limerick put out an experimental team and Clare easily won that game, 320 to 24 points. So they were all the games that were played last weekend. And just a quick look ahead to games this weekend in football. Cork, Kerry, Roscommon, Meath, Down Louth, Tyrone, Mayo. Mayo, as I said, manager Kevin McStay stepping away. Stephen Rockford taking over there. That game is up in Oma. And Tyrone will be, their heads will be held high after that win over Donegal. Derry, that's the Christy Ring Cup. I'm just trying to look at other games this weekend. Maybe on Sunday, Galway, or is the following week, Galway play Derry. Right, let's continue on with more music. And this time we'll go with Sean Cain, Abandoned Love. Another man still going strong, and a song called Abandoned Love. I hope you haven't abandoned me. There's half the programme to go yet. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and yeah, Galway are playing Derry this weekend on Sunday. You've got Cavan, Donegal, must win game for both teams. Big one for Donegal. Cavan obviously beat Mayo 2 weeks ago, so they're running high. A win there will see them into the last 16. Or the will be last 12 of the All-Ireland Football Championship. Derry, Galway, that match up in Derry, a win, must win for both teams. Dublin, Armagh, and obviously Dublin beat Galway by a point. Pat's Blan came out and reckons that Connacht football, the teams this year, Galway, Roscommon, Mayo, are the worst he's seen in years. So I'm sure Mayo and Galway will be hoping to prove Pat wrong. Not one for not being controversial is Pat's Blan, the former great Kerry footballer and host on Sunday Game, but hasn't been on that for a few years. He was on there with Joe Brawley and Colm O'Rourke, and they certainly didn't hold back in their criticism of Laws and the GAA, and obviously they felt that, that their analyst was being sanitised towards the end, so they all kind of bailed out. Right, we're going to go with Daniel O'Donnell in Dublin in the Rear Out Times.
Praise them songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. Hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare times. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines, I remember Dublin city. Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as can be, born hard and lit in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress. My trade's a memory, like Kurt and Peggy Dyken, as pretty as you please, our old and child Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city. Years have made me bitter, the gargoyles dim me brain, as Dublin keeps on changing, and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the net have gone, the royal long since fell down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of our town. Fare thee well, sweet Annalee, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass stages spring up along the quay. Me mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times.
You Wander, and before that Daniel O'Donnell, and Daniel was singing Dublin in the Rare Old Times. I think I mentioned 2 weeks ago Daniel has put out a notice saying that he's pulling back from his touring. He will continue dates that have been booked in for this year and early next year, but he's taken a step back just for a while, and just to really take stock of where he's going. Daniel, me, born the same year, 1961. So it's a tough life when you're on the road all the time, and he obviously very, very popular, all his concerts in Ireland, and He does huge shows in England, big venues in England. They sell out in America, and he's been doing on the cruise ships for the last few years. Very, very popular. You're listening to Ireland Calling. I'm going to play a song now. This is by Hugo Duncan, my good friend Tom Gilmore, also a good friend of Daniel O'Donnell, and does work for Daniel and his band. Tom has written a lovely article about Hugo from Strabane in this week's Ireland's Own magazine. And I met Hugo once. I was a guest, had lunch at the Strabane District Council. By the way, I want to say hello to Brian Gallagher. Brian from Strabane listens to Ireland Calling every week. And of course, Brian's brother, the late Paul Gallagher, lived in Auckland here. And but anyway, I met Hugo, and the Tall Men was the band that he had in the 70s and 80s, but he's been broadcasting like me, not quite as many years as me. Hugo started about 1998, I think, broadcasting on the BBC in both Derry and Belfast, and he's been honoured with a Queen's Service Medal, or a King's Service Medal, for his contribution to music and broadcasting in Ireland in a few weeks' time. So lovely story. And Hugo, great singer. And here's a song that he wrote in memory of his late mother's, called Wee Susie. From Strabane, Hugo Duncan, and a song in memory of his late mum, Wee Susie. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I'm just going to have a look here at some of the stories that are all making the papers. Doyle suspended in Dublin tonight during Israeli bonds bill debate, and of course more and more people are coming out and calling on Israel to stop the war. You know, we read last week 8 children belong to 2 doctors that were doing their best to save others' lives, and then 8 of their children were killed in a bomb. There was about 35 people killed yesterday. It just goes on day in, day out. Big, obviously, worry with what's happening in Ukraine. Trump was going to solve that war in a day. It hasn't kind of worked like that. And now I see a former president of Russia, Medvedev, coming out today saying that if Trump doesn't be careful, he'll be the cause of starting World War III. No world war between Jack Nicklaus and Rory McIlroy, but Jack is a bit disappointed to learn that Rory is not competing in his tournament this week, the Memorial Tournament. He's skipping that and to play one next week before the US Open. Of course, Rory went on and won the Grand Slam there, winning the Masters a few weeks ago, but didn't do too well in the US PGA event. So, but he probably is just picking and choosing tournaments, but I would have thought that he would have played in maybe Jack's tournament and skipped the one the week after. All right, let's move on. This time we're going to go with Johnny McAvoy, and he's singing about the Cozumel Fair.
The sky was clear, the stars were shining, the moon came out, so quiet it was kind. The people gathered round, the bands were tuning, I can hear them now, playing coming through the rain. You were dressed in blue, you looked so lovely, just a gentle flower of a small town girl. You took my hand, we danced to the music with a single smile.
McAvoy turned 80 there recently, as did Christy Moore. Some lovely interviews, well, they were recorded many years ago with Christy Moore on John Bowman there over the last few weeks. If you Google Bowman Sunday on RTE, you can hear the interviews with Christy Moore, who celebrated his 80th birthday on the 7th of May, the day before the Second World War finished. Christy went up to support his mate last week, was photographed with Gerry Adams. Gerry, defamation case against the BBC. Evidence is continuing that. And obviously Christy, a friend of Gerry, and just went up to be there on one of the days that the court case or evidence was being heard. Right, I'm going to have a quick look at the Irish Examiner, and that Cork Limerick Munster final will be at the Limerick Gaelic Ground, so the prices are going up to €50 per ticket. Of course, they put the price of the All-Ireland tickets up to €100, maybe last year or the year before. People disappointed with that. I think they went up about €20. And of course, if you wanted hospitality tickets, they're a lot more than that. What else is happening? One arrested after the Dáil suspended due to the public gallery protest over Ireland's reaction to Israel's continuing war in Gaza. County Down, Liverpool fan pleaded with the driver to stop before the car smashed into him. Obviously that person that was arrested is still being questioned, whether it was just a freak accident and the guy panicked. But certainly how his car got into that area where the celebrations were taking place. Munster Rugby, they've got a tough game this weekend. They're travelling down to South Africa for the playoffs of the United Rugby Championship. Leinster, they've got an easier draw. They're playing at home this weekend. If they continue to win all their games, they will have a home final. Of course, disappointment for Leinster. They didn't win the Heineken Cup, which was won at the weekend by Bordeaux. Disappointing again for Joey Carberry. Joey wasn't included in the match day 23, having played with Bordeaux throughout the season. They went for, a 6-2 forwards versus backs on the bench. But I'm sure Joey has his Heineken Cup medal as part of the enlarged squad. And, you know, he's got another year there. Whether he'll come back to Ireland, whether he'll come back into the Irish mix, he's still a young man. Of course, he made his debut for the Irish team when he was 21, playing in that memorable match against the All Blacks in Soldier Field in Chicago back in 2016. Right, we'll go for one more from Jim and Jim. We've done Jim and I. We'll go Mariner Boy, one of the big hits for Amber.
Saving my flowers away for you, though it's homeward I know I should be. Summer's gone and the birds they have flown on the winds of the migrating sea, on the winds of the migrating sea. The captain he asked me on a cold winter's eve, is it marriage you're intending to be? The love at the door, waiting at the shore, with a candle and babe on her sleeve, with a candle and babe on her sleeve. There's no bonny lass waiting for me. If I had one, I would lay down my folly and not be gone fishing with thee, and not be gone fishing with thee. 2 years ago, there came to the show a fair maiden according for me. We had one with the ring and the money, but she wallowed in pity for me. She said a mariner boy's never free. Day
sitting up on the waves, that I wish I could then see your face. And the dark hair entwined down her magical spine, but I'll always remember her name. Yes, I'll always remember her name.
Mariner Boy, one of the hits for Amble, and almost taking us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme tonight, and we'll be back again to listen to us next week. And a programme brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll leave you tonight with James Last on the banks of my own lovely lake.